GOP/Dem spending deal provides amnesty pipeline for MS-13 gang. By John Binder on February 14, 2019. A Republican-Democrat spending bill being offered to President Trump provides a de facto amnesty pipeline for all illegal alien household members of MS-13 gang members who arrive in the United States as unaccompanied alien children, UACs. As part of the bipartisan compromise spending package, lawmakers included provisions that prevent federal immigration officials from deporting anyone who has close contact with UACs who are readily resettled throughout the U.S. with so-called sponsors after being trafficked across the southern border. These sponsors are oftentimes illegal alien relatives, in many cases parents, of UACs. Federal officials have repeatedly noted how the UAC program has been widely used by the MS-13 gang to import more gang members into the country. Last year, New York City Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE, official Angel Melendez said there are roughly 22,000 UAC potential recruits who are resettled across the country every year out of about 40,000 total UACs. These are mostly young men trafficked across the southern border from Central America, especially El Salvador. The Trump administration has cracked down the UAC program slightly, often detaining and deporting illegal aliens who file to sponsor the young migrants. Under the spending bill offered to Trump, though, this policy would be banned. The compromise deal prohibits ICE officials from detaining or deporting a sponsor, potential sponsor, or member of a household of a sponsor or potential sponsor of any UAC who has been trafficked across the border. Such a measure would provide a legal shield, or de facto amnesty, to anyone claiming to be part of a household that is sponsoring a UAC, even those affiliated with the MS-13 gang. Pro-American immigration reformers are blasting the provision as a poison pill that would incentivize massive flows of young illegal aliens across the U.S.-Mexico border from Central America. Lots of bad but swallowable stuff in dollar bill. But Sec.224 is a poison pill, gives deportation immunity to any sponsor, or potential sponsor, of an unaccompanied alien child, Center for Immigration Studies Executive Director Mark Krikorian wrote online. Creates incentive for illegals already here to order up kids from Central America, or anywhere. Outrageous. The Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, released a scathing take on the amnesty pipeline provision. Center for Immigration Studies Director of Policy Jessica Vaughn offered a similar take on the amnesty pipeline provision, calling it ridiculous in an online post. The UAC program has resettled close to 13,000 young migrants across the U.S. in the last 3 months of 2018, alone. Assuming that each of these UACs was resettled in a household where at least two illegal aliens reside, this would account for a de facto amnesty for about 26,000 illegal aliens. Nearly 35,000 UACs were resettled in the U.S. in fiscal year 2018, with the vast majority going to live with sponsors in California, Florida, Georgia, Maryland, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. Illegal immigration at the southern border is expected to reach levels that have not been seen since President George W. Bush if reforms are not implemented this year. Researchers project, at current rates, there will be more than 600,000 illegal aliens apprehended at the border this year. In December 2018, there were about 51,000 border crossers apprehended and 52,000 apprehended in November 2018. This is a two-month border crosser population that exceeds the total population of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.